Just yesterday, you might have seen in the news, a judge ruled that the record-breaking $51 million raised by comedian Celeste Barber through her bushfire fundraising campaign earlier this year cannot be distributed to other charities or states. It can be given to injured firefighters, but a lot of people who donated thought that the money would go towards helping people who'd lost their homes or injured wildlife and so on. But as we learned yesterday, it turns out this was never going to be the case, through no fault of anyone specifically, but it's just the law. Christian Seibert is a philanthropy and charities expert from Swinburne University. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Sammy.
Can I have some money?
Good morning to your listeners. No. I can talk about it, but unfortunately, I don't have any of it myself. Well, not that much anyway. I've got enough, but
you don't get paid at Swinburne University.
No, I do get paid, but not of the size that I would classify myself as a philanthropist.
Okay, not $51 million anyway.
No,
us through. We've all been following this story throughout the year. It's a really frustrating one because it's one of these sort of crimes without a perpetrator, I guess.
Mm, yeah, well, you know, there's fantastic intentions here, and Ms. Barber's efforts were amazing, and the efforts of people that donated were amazing as well. But we go back to sort of the height of the bushfire season in late December and early January. Ms. Barber has some family in Eden, New South Wales, and saw that the RFS, the Rural Fire Service firefighters there, didn't have enough equipment. And so she started a Facebook fundraiser. And Facebook fundraisers are a pretty new thing in Australia. They've only been rolled out, I think, last year. Mm-hmm. And was aiming to raise $30,000 for the RFS, for them to have some new equipment to help them fight the fires. And, it just took off. And in the end, her fundraiser raised $51.3 million. Now, the interesting thing about it is it was set up using the fundraising facility on Facebook, but when you fundraise on Facebook, there's a link there and you see it and you click on it. You don't actually donate straight to the RFS. What happens is it goes to this kind of holding foundation that PayPal, who partners with Facebook, have, which is like this kind of pot where the money sits for a while, and then it gets distributed to the nominated charity. Now, when the money was in that pot, in that PayPal Giving Fund Australia is what it's called, there was some options then in terms of how you could actually sort of distribute the funds, because Ms. Barber said that there's so much money here, I'd like to be able to sort of share it around. So when the money was still in that pot there were some options. It could have been dealt with then, but it wasn't for some reason. And it was passed on to the RFS, in particular to this donations fund that the RFS operate, which is like it's run by the RFS, but it's separate from the RFS. It's got what's called a trust deed, which is like the legal document that governs how that fund is used, what it can be used for, what it can't be used for. Now, that's where the problem started, because that trust deed, the purposes for which the funds that can be used for in that fund are very narrow. They can only be used for equipment and training for RFS firefighters, for RFS administration costs, that sort of thing. They can't be given to other charities. They can't be used for relief and reconstruction in areas hit by the bushfires. They can't be used for sort of animal welfare or anything like that. And so what basically happened is that the trustees, the people running that RFS donations fund, went to the New South Wales Supreme Court to get the court's advice about how those funds can be used, because when you've got a trust, there is this option to go to the Supreme Court and say, please give us some advice. We'd like to know what we can and we can't do. And yesterday, the New South Wales Supreme Court handed down its decision. It basically said, well, yeah, you can't give the money to other charities. You can use it for equipment, resources, training. You can actually use the funds to support injured firefighters, support the families of firefighters that were killed in the line of duty. And that was a bit of a surprise, a good surprise, because the RSS actually thought that it can't even use the funds for that purpose.
I'm wondering whether they could even do a sneaky sort of third-party thing, like if with willing families who are entitled to the money, could they give, you know, a family $20 million and then the family agrees to pass it on, for example, or is that just still outside the realm of these specifications?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, if they gave it to a family for the purposes of supporting the family for because you know, a firefighter, you know, has you know, a husband or wife or mother or father died
yep.
as a firefighter and they gave it to them for the purpose of assisting them, then, yeah, it would be not a good thing if they sort of decided to pass it on to sort of another charity. If the arrangement was set up for that purpose, then that would be, you know, yeah, the law wouldn't look very kindly upon that.
Just quickly, Christian, do you think this is going to have an impact then moving forward as to, you know, how charities move on as far as being a little clearer or even amending some of these requirements or the restrictions so that this doesn't happen again?
Yeah, well, the challenge is that you can't actually do much in this situation. The New South Wales government, if they wanted to, they could actually pass legislation which would provide like an exception that would override the trust deed and allow the funds to be used more broadly. They could do that if they wanted to. I don't think the New South Wales government will do that because they'll be thinking, this is fantastic. This is $51.3 million that we don't need to provide the RFS and they can use it on, you know, equipment and training and other things like that. So the New South Wales government could do something if they wanted to do something. But it does show the importance of doing due diligence. So when you're setting up a fundraiser, doing the due diligence, when you're donating, checking who you are donating to, because when you did see the link on Facebook, and I saw it there myself, it did say that this was a fundraiser for the New South Wales RFS Donations Fund. So, you know, clicking on that and finding out what that fund is, et cetera, what it can be used for, et cetera. So it's worth spending, you know, that 1 or 2 minutes just checking those sorts of things. But in terms of the rules, yeah, I mean, they are very complicated and it's people like me who get interested and excited in them. But, yeah, there's certainly areas where they could be improved as well.
It's one of these sort of really good news stories, but with a bit of a bitter aftertaste, it'll be fascinating to see where it goes from here. Christian, thanks so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Christian Seibert there, philanthropy and charities expert from Swinburne University, just talking about the decision that was handed down yesterday in Sydney that the huge fundraiser that comedian Celeste Barber organised for the RFS is unable to have those funds distributed more widely, despite that being the intention of pretty much, or the hope rather, of everyone involved.